There's the Martins walking in with that mean little freckle-faced kid who broke a window last week. Sweet Miss Betty likes to sing off-key in the pew behind me. That's what I love about Sunday. I sing along as the choir sways every verse of Amazing Grace. And then we shake the preacher's hand, go home into your blue jeans, have some chicken and some baked beans, pick a backyard football team, not do much of anything. That's what I love about Sunday. I stroll to the end of the drive, pick up the Sunday Times, grab a coffee cup. Looks like Sally and Ron finally tied the knot. Well, it's about time. There's 35 cents off a ground round. Baby, cut that coupon out. That's what I love about Sunday. Catnapping on the porch swing. You curled up next to me. The smell of jasmine wakes us up. Take a walk down a back road, tackle box and a cane pole, carve our names in that white oak, steal a kiss as the sun fades. That's what I love about Sunday.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump's legal team maneuvering to try to make sure Special Counsel Jack Smith's final reports on Trump's alleged hiding of classified documents and trying to interfere with Georgia's election are never made public. ABC's Aaron Katursky with more.
Special Counsel Jack Smith, as all special counsels do, is preparing a report about his findings, and now Trump and his co-defendants are trying to block its release. Overnight, Smith said he's working to finalize his report about Trump's handling of classified documents, and the Attorney General is deciding what to publicly release.
Trump's lawyers also requested that his hush money conviction in New York be thrown out. The judge in that case refused. Facebook and Instagram CEO Mark Zuckerberg of Meta posting on video today saying fact checkers on the social media sites will be replaced with a community notes system similar to what's on X. Two bodies found in the landing gear section of a plane that landed in Fort Lauderdale from New York City last night. Police don't know why or how the two men ended up there. This is ABC News. Credit scores for millions of Americans could be headed up soon. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is putting new rules in place this morning that would remove medical debt from credit reports. President Biden is set to announce two new national monuments later today.
President Biden today will designate two new national monuments. One in Southern California creates a new corridor that spans about 600 miles, a nearly 18 million acre tract of protected land that will be the largest in the lower 48 states, according to the White House. The second is in the northern mountainous part of California and protects 224,000 acres. This land, according to the White House, is home to rare and vulnerable plants and animals. The White House says the president's new designation serves as, quote, a capstone to 4 years of historic conservation progress. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
A woman in Brazil arrested for allegedly killing three members of her husband's family by lacing a Christmas cake with arsenic. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. At approximately 4:29 p.m. on January 1st, a Price County deputy conducted a traffic stop on State Highway 13 near Grunewald Road. During the stop, the passenger of the stopped vehicle gave the deputy a false name, then fled on foot into the woods. It was the driver of the vehicle that gave the real name of the person who fled. It turns out that person had 5 warrants, one of which was a felony. The deputy then requested assistance from other deputies, the Park Falls Police Department, and K-9 Dixon. Dixon then tracked the person through the woods and the swamp for approximately 2.5 miles, and the person was then located and taken into custody without incident. If promised tariffs from the incoming administration come to pass, it will likely mean higher fuel costs here in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
President Donald Trump is promising tariffs on imported products from overseas as well as from our neighbors to the north and south once he takes office. How would a tariff on imported oil from Canada affect gas prices in the Midwest? Here's Patrick DeHaan, petroleum analyst at Gas Buddy.
Definitely the Midwest and Rockies. These are the two regions of the country that have long had stable access and pipelines that flow directly down from Canada. And that's why the Great Lakes and Rockies would be much more affected by this tariff potentially than anyone else.
DeHaan says that the increased cost of oil due to the tariffs and the added cost for refining it into fuel would be passed down to consumers here in the Midwest.
Never before have we seen basically the system that has worked, right? The status quo for decades could suddenly massively change overnight if Trump implements these massive tariffs. Having a tariff on Canadian oil, which is the primary oil we refine here in the Great Lakes, that would have a catastrophic impact on the type of oil that refineries here in our region are paying, and that's why it would be passed down to us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The Packers lose Christian Watson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur confirmed that wide receiver Christian Watson could be out a year after suffering a torn ACL and other damage to his right knee during Sunday's game against the Bears. Up next, the Packers face the Eagles next Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Running back Josh Jacobs.
Everything is on the line. You know, it's no real do-overs. It's no flush last week. It's no none of that. It's, you know, execute when the times that they got to make a play or whatever. That's what we're going to look forward to try to do. You know, this whole week.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers with another nice Big Ten conference win, 75-63 at Rutgers. In the NBA, after losing 4 of their last 5, the Bucks beat the Raptors in Toronto, 128-104. Bobby Portis with 20 points, Damian Lillard led with 25.
Being physical, making them work offensively, the communication, helping each other, gang rebounding, those are all things we can control.
That's the Bucks, Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, the Shawamigan boys got 22 points from junior Cooper Mikulski, and they go to Athens and win 73-55. Marcus Purdy with 17, Jared Heckendorf with 14, and Antonio Petzl with 10, and a nice road win for the Shawamigan boys last night, 73-55 down in Athens. Hurley, they topped Mellon last night. Good one, 60-58. Hurley edges Mellon. Solon Springs beat the Butternut boys 90-19. It was Prentice edging Rib Lake 44-41. The Spooner girls topped Ashland last night 48-28. Tonight, doubleheader time for Butternut as they will play host to South Shore. The girls will start at 5:45. The boys will follow, and the girls' basketball team of Shawamigan will entertain Abbotsford tonight at the Park Falls campus, 6:30 start time. And we've got high school hoops for you tonight. The Phillips girls will travel to Rib Lake tonight, 7:15 the contest with Jeff Haken, and right here, Civic Media app, and also, of course, at 98qcountry.com.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. After more than a year, your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has a new leader. Governor Tony Evers has appointed someone to fill the role of DNR Secretary, the leader of the agency. I'll tell you who it is when we return, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. Dr. Karen Yun of Madison has accepted an invitation from Governor Tony Evers to serve as the next Secretary of the Wisconsin DNR. Evers said Yun has experience working on natural resources, stewardship, and conservation issues. She has served as the Chief of Staff of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, since 2021. She also has more than a decade of experience in policy and environmental work. That includes a year as Deputy Assistant Secretary for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks at the Federal Department of Interior in 2015. Yun lives with her husband and children in Madison. She will begin her new role as Wisconsin DNR Secretary on January 27th. The secretary post has been vacant for more than a year after former DNR Secretary Adam Payne announced his resignation in late October 2023. Payne had been in the role for about 10 months at the time of his resignation. Yun's appointment must now go before the Wisconsin State Senate for confirmation. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mix of sun and clouds today and a high in the mid-teens. Partly cloudy tonight, lows of 0 to 5 above. And partly sunny for Wednesday, high upper teens. Sun to start Thursday, then increasing clouds, maybe some flurries late. Highs low 20s. Right now, it's zero.
98Q Country.
Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. No inhibitions, make no conditions. Get a little out of line. I ain't gonna act politically correct. I only wanna have a good time. Like a woman. Hey! The girls need a break. Tonight we're gonna take the chance to get out on the town. We don't need romance. We only wanna dance. We're gonna lay our hang down. The best thing. Like a woman. Oh yeah, the best thing I- I feel like a woman.
Hey girl, what's up? I know it's late, but I knew you'd pick it up. Nah, I ain't drunk. Okay, maybe I do have a little buzz, but that song came on and I just thought what harm could come from one little call. I know you say you're taking, but I say, girl, you're taking too long to tell them that it's over. I know you ain't in love with him, break up with him. I know you don't wanna break his heart, but that ain't no good reason to be keeping us apart. Look, just tell him it's you, it ain't him. Or maybe you could lie to him and say you'll still be friends. Whatever you got to say to get through to him that you ain't in love. Come on, you can't deny that you and I kinda fit like a glove. So tell him that it's over, then bring it on over. Stringing him along any longer, girl, is just wasting precious time. Girl, you know it can't wait. Rip it off just like a band-aid. It ain't my business to be all up in. But I know you ain't in love with him, break up with him. I know that you're so done with him, break up with him, break up with him. You would have hung up by now if you weren't thinking it too. Or whatever, just do what you gotta do. But if I was you, I'd tell him that it's over, then bring it on over. Stringing him along any longer, girl, is just wasting precious time. Girl, you know it can't wait. Just rip it off like a band-aid. Yeah, I know I said it, but I'll say it again. I know you ain't in love with him, break up with him. The way you look at me, girl, you can't pretend. I know you ain't in love with him, break up with him. Just break up with him.
Let's go! Go!
Want to connect with us?
Oh, yeah.
We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98Q Country.
Sky. He cussed, kicked the dust, saying, son, it's way too dry. It clouds up in the city, the weatherman complains. But where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. back in the barn, wringing out our soaking clothes, riding out a thunderstorm. When the tin roof gets to talking, that's the best love we make. Yeah, where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town, start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Farmer Johnson does a little dance, creeps on the rise, roll up your pants. Country girls, they wanna cuddle, kids out playing in a big mud puddle. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town, start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing.
That beer ain't getting any colder, and I don't know who it's waiting for. You keep checking over your shoulder like somebody's about to walk through the door. And yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way you just smiled, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere and go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing. Girl, listen, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. You're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
Jordan Davis of 98Q Country. Hey, how about them North Dakota State Bison, huh? Winning the division, was it the Division II title last night? Always fun to see. It's always North or South Dakota, isn't it? It's one of those two. The Jackrabbits or the, I guess North Dakota State is actually the Thunder, but they were the Bison at one point. It seems like when you're talking about Division II football and going a championship game, there's always a Dakota, somebody from a state that you don't typically hear from, which is kind of cool to see that on ESPN last night. We're going to get to our birthdays in just a moment. If you have somebody celebrating, we'd be certainly glad to wish them a happy birthday or anniversary. 715-762-3221. You are certainly welcome to text us through the Civic Media app if you'd like to do it that way. You can just download that Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone, of course, and then tap 98Q. Got a couple birthdays in there. In fact, yesterday, folks texted to us. Very easy way for you to communicate with us. Request. And birthdays, anniversaries are a good way to, and of course you want that on there for all the contests too. There'll be more contests to come here in 2025. We are going to talk a little bit about your money. Matthew Krieger will join us at 8:45. We'll talk a little Packer football coming up after 9 o'clock. Maybe we can entice Gray to come in here and join us as we play some of a little bit of cuts from Matt LaFleur and his press conference from yesterday. So get to all that, along with the birthdays and anniversaries in just a moment. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports. So let's get you updated on that right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump's legal team maneuvering to try to make sure Special Counsel Jack Smith's final reports on Trump's alleged hiding of classified documents and trying to interfere with Georgia's election are never made public. ABC's Aaron Katursky with more.
Special Counsel Jack Smith, as all special counsels do, is preparing a report about his findings, and now Trump and his co-defendants are trying to block its release. Overnight, Smith said he's working to finalize his report about Trump's handling of classified documents, and the Attorney General is deciding what to publicly release.
Trump's lawyers also requested that his hush money conviction in New York be thrown out. The judge in that case refused. Facebook and Instagram CEO Mark Zuckerberg of Meta posting on video today saying fact checkers on the social media sites will be replaced with a community notes system similar to what's on X. Two bodies found in the landing gear section of a plane that landed in Fort Lauderdale from New York City last night. Police don't know why or how the two men ended up there. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know.
According to an annual Hunger Atlas report by the nonprofit group Hunger Free America, more than 300,000 Wisconsin residents didn't have enough to eat over 2 one-week periods in August and September of 2024, which is 43% more than in August and September of 2021. According to the USDA's food insecurity data, which is a different way of measuring food hardship analyzed by Hunger Free America, 634,834 Wisconsin residents, which is 10.9%, were found to live in food insecure households between 2021 and 2023, which includes 15.2% of children in the state, 9.4% of employed adults, and 5.8% of older Wisconsin residents. The report includes detailed public policy recommendations at the federal level, state, and city levels, including reauthorizing the child tax credit and expanding the EITC for low-income working people, ensuring that the Farm Bill strengthens and doesn't cut, SNAP and other food assistance programs, ensuring full funding for WIC, processing all SNAP applications within the required 30 days, and increasing school breakfast participation by ensuring all schools provide in-classroom breakfast to all first-period classes. The full Hunger Atlas report, Aid Denied Hunger Increased, is available on Hunger Free America's website. Enrollment for affordable health care is open now. Melissa Kay has more.
Wisconsinites statewide can sign up for health insurance now through January 15th. The open enrollment period began on November 1st and extends through January 15th, 2025. More than 250,000 people in Wisconsin signed up for health insurance during the last open enrollment period. Signed into law in 2010, the Affordable Care Act ensures people can access health insurance without lifetime limits and protects the coverage of people who have pre-existing conditions. Another key provision of the ACA, authored by Senator Baldwin, allows young people to stay on their parents' insurance until the age of 26.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers lose Christian Watson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur confirmed that wide receiver Christian Watson could be out a year after suffering a torn ACL and other damage to his right knee during Sunday's game against the Bears. Up next, the Packers face the Eagles next Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Running back Josh Jacobs.
Everything is on the line. You know, it's no real do-overs. It's no flush last week. It's no none of that. It's, you know, execute when the times that they got to make a play or whatever. That's what we're going to look forward to try to do, you know, this whole week.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers with another nice Big Ten conference win, 75-63 at Rutgers. In the NBA, after losing four of their last five, the Bucks beat the Raptors in Toronto, 128-104. Bobby Portis with 20 points. Damian Lillard led with 25.
Being physical, making them work offensively, the communication, helping each other, gang rebounding. Those are all things we can control.
That's the Bucks. Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, good one between Hurley and Mellon last night, boys basketball. Hurley gets a 60-58 win over Mellon. The Shawamigan boys went down to Athens, and Cooper Mikulski led the way with 22 points. And Shawamigan gets a road win down in Athens, 73-55. Solon Springs tops the Butternut boys, 90-19, and the Prentice boys get a win over Rib Lake, 44-41. We'll be down in Rib Lake tonight. It's Phillips at Rib Lake girls basketball tonight. Jeff Haken in the call of the Marywood North Conference. A contest 7:15 tonight. Listen to the game right here, and you can listen to it on your phone also through the Civic Media app. We're going to do some birthdays because my computer has decided it is not going to work right now. So let's get you some birthdays and anniversaries as we do each weekday morning right around this time. Birthday wishes to Rosemary Newman. Happy birthday to you. Celebrated a birthday yesterday. So Rosemary, happy belated to you. We will put you in for the cake drawing, which will happen Friday morning at 8:30. Courtesy of the bakery department at Super One here in Park Falls. Celebrity birthdays for today. Let's take a look at who's celebrating and who you're sharing your birthday with on this 7th day of January. We've got Blue Ivy Carter. She is the first daughter born to... I mean, if you get Hollywood people with weird names, you know, you can make a short list. Beyonce and Jay-Z's daughter, Blue Ivy Carter, 13 today. Laura Cohen, the actress from TV's The Walking Dead. Ooh, The Walking Dead. 40. Was everybody in The Walking Dead? They all had makeup on or what was going on there, but it seemed like everybody we mentioned was in The Walking Dead. 43 today for Lauren Cohen. Ruth Nega, the Ethiopian-born resident of Ireland, was nominated for a Best Actress Oscar in 2017 for Loving, and has had other roles. She is 43 today. Dustin Diamond, the actor best known for playing Screech in TV's Saved by the Bell and his spinoffs. He battled carcinogens, and he passed away back in 2021. Dustin Diamond, born on this day. In 1977, Eric Gagne, the Montreal-born lefty, he was with the had a stint with the Brewers too, didn't he? Yeah, I think so. 49 today for the baseball hurler. We've got John Rich, who is 51 today, from the Big and Rich, and an ex Lone Star Group member too. So a 51st birthday today for John Rich. We've got Jeremy Renner, who is celebrating a 54th birthday today, nominated for a Best Actor Oscar back in 2001 for The Hurt Locker, and a Best Supporting Actor for The Town back in 2011. Doug E. Doug, the actor, hanging with the homeboys, class act, and TV's Cosby, is celebrating a 55th birthday today. Who else do we have here? Nicolas Cage, the nephew of director Francis Ford Coppola, won a Best Actor Oscar for Leaving Las Vegas. He's done a lot of movies, some say too many. 61 for Nicolas Cage today. David Lee Murphy, Mr. Dust on the Bottle himself, is celebrating a 66th birthday today. We've got Katie Couric. In late 2013, it was announced that the former anchor and managing editor of the CBS Evening News and former host of NBC's Today Show, it would work for Yahoo. And I guess that's where she is. She is, Katie Couric is 68 today. David Caruso, the actor from TV's CSI Miami. Michael Hayes, NYPD Blue. David Caruso is 69 today. Jan Wehner, W-E-N-N-E-R, Wehner, careful. The Californian, whose first name is pronounced Jan. I was worried about the second name, but first name is Jan, actually. I said John, so Jan. Founded Rolling Stone magazine, Joel, you should know that, and co-founded the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Did Jan, 79 today. Jack Green, the three-time Grammy nominee, was best known for the 1966 hit song called There Goes My Everything. Jack Green, born on this day in 1930, passed in 2013. We have William Peter Blatty, the novelist who wrote The Exorcist, won an Oscar for his screenplay for the 1973 movie. So William Peter Blatty, born on this day. Oh, The Exorcist. Mm-hmm. And that's my original movie. That was the first horror movie I ever saw on TV. I did not appreciate it at all, and still don't to this day. 1928, he was born. He passed in 2017. And Charles Adams, the cartoonist who created the lovable characters who became known as the Adams Family. Charles Adams, born on this day in 1912. He passed back in 1988. Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. Rev up your engines and save big at D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Attention, first-time customers. Enjoy exclusive discounts, $25 off any repair or maintenance of $100 or more, $50 off with a $250 expenditure, and $100 off repair $750 or more. And that's not all. Get complimentary fuel treatment with every oil change service while supplies last. Visit them on Highway 13 in Park Falls for worry-free fall color drives. D&D Tire and Auto Center, your one stop for savings and service.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mix of sun and clouds today and a high in the mid-teens. Partly cloudy tonight, lows of 0 to 5 above. And partly sunny for Wednesday, high upper teens. Sun to start Thursday, then increasing clouds, maybe some flurries late. Highs low 20s. Right now, it's zero.
98Q Country.
I got it good, girl, 'cause I got myself a good girl. Yeah, you up and took my whole world and made it so good, girl. You're an angel, you're a keeper, the kind of thing that you gotta lock down. I'm loving
just living. Every minute since you came around, I was lost in the neon lights till the day that you called me yours. Yeah. And they say when you know, you know. And I know one thing for sure, I got it good, girl, 'cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you. Can't imagine life without you. I could take you home to mama, take you to the church right down the street. Yeah, you up and took my whole world and made it so good, girl. Oh, so good, baby. Yeah. You know, sometimes I dream about 55 years from now, gonna still be you and me, watching that sun going down. I still be stealing your kisses. I still be holding your hand. I still look at you and I pinch myself. Good Lord, I'm a lucky man. I got it good, girl, 'cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you. Can't imagine life without you. Till the day that you call me yours. They say when you know, you know. And I know one thing for sure, I got it good, girl, 'cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you. Can't imagine life without you. I could take you home to mama, take you to the church right down the street. Yeah, you up and took my whole.
Up with it. I play the contest. I listen all day.
98Q Country.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
She grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie. Mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car after graduation. Sent her down south for some higher education. Put her on a fast track to a law degree. Coming home to visit, holding the hand of a wild-eyed boy with a farmer's tan. She's riding in the middle of his pickup truck, blaring Charlie Daniels, yelling, turn it up. They raised her up a lady, but there's one thing they couldn't avoid. Ladies love country boys. Daddies want better for their daughters. Hope they'll settle down with a doctor or a lawyer and their uptown ball gown hand-me-down royalty. They never understand why their princess falls for some camouflage breeches and a southern boy draw. Or why she's riding in the middle of a pickup truck, Blair and Hank Jr. yelling, turn it up. They raised her up a lady, but there's one thing they couldn't avoid.
It's that country thing, you know.
Toby there, Country Classics, brought to you by Park Manor, your home, heart, and history of Park Falls at parkmanorwi.com, and they're on Facebook, too. Each Tuesday morning at this time, we chat a little bit about your money, and we got Matthew Krieger with us from Pioneer Financial Consultants. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
We're doing a snow dance. We're really busy up here. We're doing the snow dance, the Hickey Lunta up here, trying to get a little snow, but it hasn't worked, Matt. We might need more help on this.
I'll start heading up that way.
Yeah, just
I wouldn't mind a little snow either.
I think everybody, even those who don't even go out and do much in the snow, are just like, all right, enough. We need some piles of snow here eventually.
Right. Yeah. If we're gonna have the cold, we might as well have some snow with it.
Exactly.
At least a little bit.
Exactly. Well, today we always get educated on different aspects of our money. So today we're going to talk a little bit about qualified plans, what that is, and how we can utilize that. So let's get the folks educated a little bit here today, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. So Joel, what a qualified plan is, it's an employer-sponsored retirement plan that qualifies for special tax treatment under the Section 401A of the Internal Revenue Code. And there are many different types of qualified plans, but they really all fall into two categories. The first category would be a defined benefit plan. An example of this would be a traditional pension plan. And know that with these defined benefit plans, they are generally funded solely by employer contributions and provides you a specific level of retirement benefits. These types of plans, I would say, have certainly become a little bit less popular through the years, but they're the traditional pension plan where the pension guarantees you a certain amount of income, you know, for the rest of your life, and there are many different options as well sure. to go with that.
Okay.
The second category is a defined contribution plan, and examples of this would be a profit sharing or 401k plan, and this is probably the type of plan that most people have heard of and maybe that their employer even has. And these plans are funded by employer and or employee contributions, so employees can also contribute to these plans. The benefits you receive from the plan certainly depend on investment performance. You know, so the big change here is that the companies will still contribute to your retirement plan, but once you retire, it's on you how much you want to take out per month and, sure. and things like that.
Okay.
The annual contribution limits and other rules vary among specific types of plans. However, most qualified plans share certain key features, and I want to go through some of those key features. The first being pre-tax contributions. Know that employer contributions to a qualified plan are generally able to be made on a pre-tax basis. What that means is that you don't pay income tax on amounts contributed by your employer until you withdraw money from the plan or take money out of the plan. Know that your contributions to a 401k plan may also be able to be made on a pre-tax basis. And you put the money in, and then you're not taxed on that until you take the money out of the plan.
Okay.
And the second key feature would be tax-deferred growth. Investment earnings, examples of this would be dividends and interest, on all your contributions are tax-deferred. Again, you don't pay income tax on those earnings until you withdraw money from the plan. And then third is vesting. And if the plan provides for employer contributions, those amounts and of course, the related investment earnings must vest before you are entitled to them. Know that you can check with your employer to find out when this happens. So each plan can be a little bit different on that, Joel, in terms of how long you have to be a participant in the plan before you are fully vested in the plan.
Okay.
Know that the vesting numbers are only applied to employer contributions. Anything that you contribute on your behalf will certainly be yours, even if you do leave employment before that, you know, you become fully vested.
Sure. Okay.
And then fourth is creditor protection. In most cases, your creditors cannot reach your qualified retirement plan funds to satisfy your debts. So that's important. Hopefully, it's something that you know no one ever has to go through. But there is some creditor protection there with qualified plans.
Okay, lots of different options. A 401k, of course, is probably the most popular nowadays, I would guess, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And what's also becoming more popular is within the 401k is Roth contributions. And know that your employer may also allow you to make after-tax Roth contributions to the 401k plan. Know that there's no upfront tax benefit on that, but qualified distributions are totally free from federal income taxes. And know that you generally have to meet kind of a two-pronged test. The first is that you've had the account for 5 years, and second, that you've reached, in most cases, reached 59 and a half. But as you said, Joel, yes, the 401k is certainly becoming the most popular, if companies have certainly started steering away from traditional pension plans.
Right, right. Okay, well, I mean, there's a lot of different options in there, and if folks have a job where they're benefiting from one of these and they're not really sure what's going on with that, I mean, that's what you do as a financial advisor. You sit down and set people's future and kind of take a look at where those plans are sitting, because you know, a lot of times the companies themselves that people work for, they're not really allowed to give you a lot of advice on what to do with some of that money inside there. So someone like you, Matt, can help with a little direction, right?
Right, absolutely. And teaching clients what it is that their plan offers, and making it simple for them to understand. You know, I was a teacher for many years, and I like sitting down and teaching people what different you know, what this means or what that means when they look at their plan documents.
All right, very good. Well, folks want to sit down face-to-face right across with you, locations in Phillips, Hawkins, and Medford. Matt, they can always give you a call, free and initial consultation to just start the discussion, right?
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Our phone number is 715-748-3231.
All right, pioneer-financial.net. You can check them out, too, Pioneer Financial Consultants. Very good. All right, well, we'll conjure up a dance, and next week on this show, we will have the Hickey Lunta whatever snow dance on the 98Q Morning Show, Matt. Always good to talk Perfect. To you, sir.
Awesome. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Matt. Matthew Krieger, Pioneer Financial Consultants, joins us each Tuesday morning at 8:45 to talk about a lot of things and all about various aspects of your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Let's take a moment to chat with Pete from Wheelway in Fifield. All the snow is here, Pete. The car may need a little service work to keep it going. That service department, you guys have been staying busy around here, Pete, right?
Absolutely. It's not too late. We got many, many discounts that you can take advantage of this month. For the home of the $39.95 oil change, make sure you give us a call.
If the car is chugging or sliding a little bit because the tires aren't very good, maybe the alignment's off, that's what you guys do, right? Get that car.
You know what, Joel? I think it's time. Give us a call today and get those discounts off those tires before they're gone next month.
Yeah, they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there, your beautiful facility there in Fifield. What's your number down there, Pete?
762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
From a basic oil change, Pete, which you got a great price on, to major work, you guys can help them out, right?
Hey, when it comes to brakes, tires, alignment, all the mechanics are master certified. They're ready to fix your vehicle.
Wheelway in Fifield, schedule your service appointment today at Wheelway in Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
98Q Country.
I was all but 22, I think, at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes, and I said, baby, I think you're gonna want to hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. Baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look like you love me.
Well, I was down at a local beer joint with a few of the guys. This cute little country girl caught my eye. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like yourself. I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line.